Two of America's great sculptors are honored in a new exhibition about their legacies. Monuments and Myths looks at the work of Augustus St. Gaudens and Daniel Chester French. As part of its national tour, Monuments and Myths is currently at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. French and St. Gaudens were prominent in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Both created famous sculptures of Civil War and other historical figures. Perhaps the most famous work celebrated in the exhibit is French's Abraham Lincoln. The original is at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., although we'll see several of his and St. Gaudens models in Monuments and Myths. Dana Pilson of Chesterwood, French's home and studio in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, is guest curator.
Not only can you expect to see beautiful works of art with lots of allegory and imagery, depictions of monuments and memorials, but the overall exhibition design is really encouraging us to think deeper about these monuments and memorials, and to think deeper about who commissioned these works, who is portrayed, how are they portrayed, and who is missing from a lot of these histories, from a lot of these mythologies of the United States.
Pilson says many of the works will be familiar or of familiar figures from the carefully curated viewpoints of the artists.
Included in the exhibition are their models for Lincoln memorials, as well as memorials to other heroes of the Civil War, memorials to soldiers lost in World War I, portraits of important people and patrons of the time, but you will also see portraits of their models.
Katie Del May of the Frist explains that's where the myths part of Monuments and Myths comes in.
These works of art tell a story about America during a particular time period, but it's also a very narrow picture of America during a time period. So in that way, the fact that that story, whether it's about pilgrims or the volunteer Minutemen, in some ways that's kind of become a mythology and the mainstream history that is taught as almost being the singular history of our country, whereas I think we are now taking a more expansive look at the experiences of, you know, all different types of people.
Speaking of myths, Pilson says we'll learn a little about Diana, the ancient Greek goddess of the hunt. Diana was a popular image for artists and sculptors,
including Frederick McManus, who was St. Gaudens' assistant. And that we actually included McManus' Diana in the very first gallery. St. Gaudens was chosen to create a large weather vane for the top of Madison Square Garden in New York, which was to be sort of a pleasure hall entertainment venue, then being built by architect Stanford White. And Diana was envisioned as a weather vane to stand atop this this new building. And she, at the time, was one of the largest, tallest structures in New York.
Not all the works depict the famous or famous events. Del May points us to one called the Adams Memorial.
It's a piece that was made by Augustus St. Gaudens. He was commissioned by the widower of a woman who sadly took her own life. And the piece depicts, it's a female figure who's almost entirely covered by a shroud-like gown. We just see a bit of her face peeking out. And while many of the works of art depict specific individuals who are recognizable by their features, this figure, in my mind, just kind of speaks to the universality of grief and sorrow and loss.
Del May says one of the big takeaways from Monuments and Myths is the fact that art is not neutral.
That there's always a message is something that isn't talked about as much as it should in the context of public art. These works were commissioned, the artists were hired to make works of art to promote a particular ideology. So I think that looking at the works of art, knowing that, helps us all to be more aware and, you know, a little bit more introspective as we're looking at not only objects made in the past, but ones that we encounter today and all around us.
Monuments and Myths will be at the Frist until May 27th and then heads to Pennsylvania and Iowa. For details on Monuments and Myths, go to fristarkmuseum.org, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.